to episode 34 of The Rift, March 14th, 2011. My name is Arithian.
And I'm Discus.
This episode is sponsored by Typefrag Ventrilo Hosting at typefrag.com. Don't forget to use their Ventrilo code on your guild webpage or go and fill out a really, really short survey to go into the draw for a gaming rig built by Doghouse Systems. Woo-hoo. It's really great.
It's pretty cool looking.
It really is. We'll have the link up on our page. Have a look at it. If you need a new computer, hey, why not?
Today we're going to talk about a few of the hot topics that have risen since launch and seem to be persisting, such as account hacking, customer service issues, AFK issues, and Warfronts. Yes, really annoying. And the overall in-game difficulty and how this affects the longevity of the game.
Yeah. We're joined by Eastlone from Horrific Intentions, who's becoming a staple on the podcast. Hi, Eastlone.
Good morning.
And BC from Rift IRC. Hi, BC.
Morning.
Okay, so do we have any stories about account hacking that we've, you know, either personally experienced or know people who have?
I've had one person attack, but I'm seeing it all over the forums and everything. Mm-hmm. I understand you have a pretty funny story, so.
Yeah.
Funny.
So, we were in the middle of a Greenscale raid. And we have one of my static group is a cleric, 50 cleric. He was the first on the server to 300 rune crafting and outfitting and everything. So the guy's actually got money. You know, he sells lots of runes. He does that sort of stuff. And he logged out. And we're all like, what are you doing? Did you crash? He's like, yeah, I crashed. Give me a second because we'd been talking about hacking. Mm-hmm. And he went and changed his password and then logged back in. And we're like, oh, you got back in. He's like, no, that's not me. And we went, what? He goes, I think I'm being hacked. So for an hour, I kid you not, an hour, he fought somebody who was logging on and off. We had spam of for an hour. And when he very rarely managed to actually see the game, like it wouldn't render, it would stop at like 97-98% and kick him back out. And then the other person would get on. But when he did get on like once or twice for like 2 or 3 seconds, he was suddenly in the middle of Meridian from being in Greenscale. Then his client crashed because there was no logging on and off for like about 35 seconds. And we were like, oh, you got back in. He's like, that's not me. My client crashed. And when he got back in for about 2 seconds, he saw that he was standing right next to the mailbox. But kept fighting. And finally the other person gave up. But I mean, that's just ridiculous. That was, he had so much that he could have lost, like so much stuff. And we watched this just happen for like an hour while we continued on with the raid and everything. But I mean, he's one of our best players and he's our runecrafter. So yeah, that was not good.
So what day was this?
This was on Thursday night.
So what did he do afterwards to keep, I mean, I assumed he went and changed his password and everything.
Changed his password, created a new email, changed everything.
And he hasn't been hit again?
Nope, hasn't been hit again. He now has an email solely for the account. I did the same thing. My husband did the same thing. I have an email I only use for the game. And on my computer, I do nothing but log into the actual Rift login. I don't use ACT. I don't use any parser. No parsers, nothing. I don't use any parsers. So if I ever get hacked, yeah, all my computer is used for is to play the game. So
I'm the same way. I went out and made a email that's just for Rift. Nothing else goes to it at all. It doesn't get any spam. It doesn't get
anything.
Yeah. You know, I changed my password. It's a combination of numbers and letters and capitals and non-capitals.
Yeah, mine too.
I mean, it's a crazy password. It's like Fort Knox password.
Oh, her passwords are crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, like, my friend got hacked. And I know for a fact he doesn't buy plat. And I refuse to believe that all these people that are getting hacked are
buying plat, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. But number two, I mean, the plat sellers, they can't have that huge of a stock yet.
Yeah.
You know? But there has to be a common denominator here somewhere. Because it has reached, I mean, I played World of Warcraft for a long time, and hacking was always a concern there. but it's reached epidemic proportions.
Yeah, this is bad. I have, like, I've played a lot of games. I have never seen this. Now, I've seen a lot of gold spam. A lot of gold spam, lots of, you know, yeah, spam.
That's always fun.
Yeah, I can deal with that. The hacking? Mm-hmm. That gets me.
I'd go back to the gold spam.
Yeah,
I'll take the... Besides the fear of my account getting hacked.
Yeah, I will take gold spam over account hacking fear any day.
Well, the strange thing is I haven't seen a whole lot of gold spam. Well, like on Sunrest, mm-hmm. I probably see two, maybe three an hour. And then they're reported and ignored and you go on. So I haven't seen a ton of that.
I haven't really either, actually. The most I see really are emails. Yeah, I get like in-game mails.
Oh, yeah, I get those.
Which is really annoying because I'm like, yay, somebody sent me something. And I'm like, oh.
Right. Yeah, you get all excited. You're like, oh, cool.
I got mail.
I usually get that spam when I'm in an instance. And I'm thinking to myself, why can't it stop pulsating?
Yeah. Yeah, because then the little mail icon just goes on.
It's like
on.
A little glowy in like a dark instance. I'm like, I'm ignoring you. Probably make me mad when I see it anyway.
Yeah, I the account hacking is just, I don't understand how it's happening. I just...
Yeah, I don't have the foggiest at this point. Well, all that spam that you see, all the people that are spamming...
Yeah.
...for hacked accounts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're using them for is to...
Yeah.
They grab all your stuff, but then they also spam for a little while, and they sell your stuff while they're
blocked.
And, you know, because they don't want to get their main accounts banned, I guess, so they
use others. I don't understand how they do that, like, mass sending of a message. I don't get that.
There's bots that do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, you know, everybody in your group will have the same message from the same person.
So you're saying they won't care if I start yelling at them in whispers, right?
Well, no. Don't do it. Just ignore them.
That's what I used to do in Aeon. I
don't really care.
You're just, when you talk about gold spam, Aeon is the first I think about.
Yeah,
I know.
The worst. And this is
Aeon had horrible gold spam. But it didn't have the account hacking.
They had it, but not to this.
Yeah,
not to this extent.
Yeah.
Not where, like, I mean, literally, I think everybody on a server knows somebody who's been hacked.
I can't think of any.
And in that sort of aspect, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, there mm-hmm. really is. I mean, there's a lot of people on the servers.
A lot of
people. Yeah. You still have queues?
I do still have queues, actually, on my server. But I am on one of the highest populated servers. Deep Strike is still very, very populated.
Shoppers, yeah.
And at times we do even, I've occasionally seen a 300-person queue still. So it kind of bites at times, but it's going a lot faster.
I've seen a couple of queues mm-hmm. on ours in the last week, but I have to admit Greybriar is settling nice into a high mm-hmm. bracket. But if the account hacking keeps going mm-hmm. on, I don't know how long that's going to last, mm-hmm. because that, to me, is what is destroying the game. The hacking is not good PR at all.
No, it's not. They have got to get an authenticator out or something mm-hmm. very quick, because it's totally frustrating. And not... The side effect of this is all of the customer service agents are so busy dealing with account hacks and trying to get people fixed and trying to find out what was really hacked and what wasn't and getting people's stuff back to them that they don't have time to work on any of the other
customer service
petitions that people put in. You know,
one thing too that we can say about customer service, I don't think customer service was ready for who knows how many people to hit them all at one time like this.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is when the game first came out that first week, a little bit after Head Start, I had put in a couple of petitions for you know, various things, and they got back to me really, really quickly. Then this account hacking hit, this plague of it, and now you put in a petition, and you're lucky to hear anything within five days.
Yeah, because we've had a couple of petitions in for like 5 or 6 days now, and I only just got an answer this morning, and it's Sunday. So
week and a half here.
Oh my gosh! But that's into Head Start, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
with the broken plaque.
Who
stuff
do you know, Isla? Oh yeah, the Docketing Deeps.
What are we talking about? I missed something.
Oh, on the expert level dungeons, when you do T2s, it used to be that every boss gave you 5 plux and you got 5 plux as a reward. But now, because a lot of people were just going in and farming the first couple of bosses, and I have to agree because I know we went and got the easy bosses. And it is a good change because you get 2 plux per boss, and then at the end, if you kill all of them, you get 15. But in Darkening Deeps, you only get 2 when you kill the final boss. You only get like an extra 2. And you get them the first time you do the zone, and when you complete it after that, you only get 2. Every other zone, you still get your rewards. Every other T2. So, it's a bit frustrating. Like, and it's only in an aspect of, well, I could have had like an extra 50 plaques and could already afford this piece of gear. I must admit, it's making me like just avoid that zone because I don't get the extra 13 plaques at the end of it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's one of our petitions. Two of the guys put in that petition.
That's no good.
And tanking loot is hard enough to drop for me. No tanking loot drops for me.
Hey, that's how it is with cloth, though, for me.
Really?
Yeah, either that or it drops when we have three mages in the group for some reason. And I'm like, I have no luck. I don't roll very well.
Yeah, I get... I have a beautiful T2 DPS set. But I've had to buy every piece of my tanking set, so... But yeah, so, anyway, veered off track to the petitions there. But yeah, the account hacking has to stop. I know that Shintia, who is a member of the podcast team, he put up a 3-part kind of info on things to do to try and keep your account safe. Go have a read of that if, you know, you're kind of at your wit's end and you're scared that your account's going to get hacked. Or, you know, do what I do and only use the computer you play on just to...
That's really hard.
...play the game. Which is really hard for most people.
It is really hard, especially since my laptop's been dying.
Yeah.
So it's just so much easier just to log on my desktop.
Yeah.
But I'm always very sure that everything is stopped on my computer before I start the game.
So basically, one really good thing to do is just to change your password frequently. Make sure that, you know, if you can, put in, like a different email address... Create a different email address, a dummy email address you use for nothing else, and password.
Yeah. Create a new email address, create a new password, but you've got to have some browser security. I'd recommend getting Firefox and running a NoScript add-on, and also a Flash Blocker add-on.
Actually, with Firefox 2, there's a plugin you can also get known as AdBlock Plus. It blocks out advertisements, sometimes malicious ones as well, and it makes your browsing sometimes faster and doesn't look as cluttered if you go to sites with a lot of ads on it.
Right. Yeah, I mean that and NoScript. NoScript is an awesome add-on.
Very good app.
Just about everything. The only problem I have with NoScript is the fact that it can get really irritating because it will block everything. And so you have to go through and say, okay, this is okay and this is okay. But in the long run, it's worth it because... That I think that's where a lot of the keyloggers come from, are just ads and stuff like that on websites.
As far as what Tryon can do to get it under control is A, get it under control, and B, hopefully get us out like an authenticator or just something.
They need to have an authenticator or an app for the Droid or the iPhone.
Yeah.
That would be the quickest way. I don't know, not everybody has a Droid or an iPhone, but...
Nope.
Yeah, there's enough people out there that if they get that app out there, it's going to certainly help a whole lot.
And it would definitely help.
Make authenticators and get them shipped or whatever.
About the, odd thing, how does it exactly work?
The authenticator?
Yes.
Basically what it does, you associate it with your account, and when you attempt to log on to your account, you put your password in, and then it pops up and asks for your authenticator number. You push a button on your authenticator, that generates a 6-digit code that is random, kind of, it's based on the authenticator, the time of day, the date, a bunch of different factors, and you put in that 6-digit code, and that's the only way to get in to your account. If you don't have that 6-digit code, you can't do it, and that 6-digit code changes every 30 seconds, 30 or 60 seconds, I think it's 30 though.
Yeah.
So... Literally, the only way to get in that I know of around that authenticator is to have a, like a live keylogger where they're trying to log in at the same time that you are. Then they could possibly get in. But other than that, it's pretty difficult to get in.
Don't lose it, though.
Yeah, don't lose it. Because if you lose it, then you've got to contact whatever comes, like in WoW's case, you got to contact Blizzard, you got to send them a copy of your driver's license, and you got to do all this rigmarole to get around and for them to unlock your account.
I'd totally lose it.
Yeah, I'm probably make a little glass case. If it was an app, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
lose
but
it.
I don't have a phone like yours, so I'd have to like make a little glass case, put it on my desk next to my computer.
Well, I mean, they could make one for they could make a Firefox authenticator app.
That's pushing it.
Yeah, that's pushing it. I think that I don't know.
Just like I said, if it generates a key that has to be used in that 30-second window, it looks like...
That's really pushing it there, though.
Yeah. I think what if you're a really slow typer? Like...
Six digits in 30 seconds? You can't type 6 digits in 30 seconds?
You should be playing the game anyway. You're probably still level one.
Okay, well, I was just, you know, double checking because 30 seconds, I guess 30 seconds is a lot longer when than you think it is.
That is a long time for 6 keys.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Get waiting or anything. It's, you know, it's like, are you going to res me? It's been a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, so.
Okay, so, yep, I think we've about flogged that horse.
It needs to be flogged.
That horse, it really does. It needs to be flogged and deaded more.
Probably put on the back burner getting content, most likely.
Yeah. And
shouldn't have been. Yep.
Well, if anything, it tells you that the gold sellers were prepared for this. And if they were prepared for this, I guess they thought it was going to be a pretty successful game.
Yeah.
I mean, they... They certainly put the man hours into it. I'll put it that way.
Very true. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think we all can admit that the content in Rift right now is really great. It's just the fact that the ball is sort of dropped in security.
Oh, very.
Yes.
I am a little concerned. Greenscale's been downed.
You're concerned?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know when we were there that they said that they actually, you know, that they will definitely have the second raid zone ready, like 4 or 5 weeks. After the game's launched or something like that. It's just that I'm just a little concerned because it's kind of been taken down so quickly.
I don't know if I'm concerned because I know now that no matter what you do, there are going to be groups that clear that content.
In no time flat.
Yeah. Amazingly fast. I mean, there's just nothing they can do about that. I don't think the majority of people are going to do that.
No, probably not. Yeah.
I think your average guild is it's going to be a while before they get through Greenscale, or the Raid Rifts, for that matter.
Raid Rifts are pretty easy, though, because Raid Rifts, you can just grab 20 50s and slaughter it, because it's a 10-man content.
Right, but it's really easy on PvE servers.
Oh, point, yeah. Well, actually, speaking of this, you'll have a lot of Guardians running around flagged, and, of course... We use a lot of AoEs when you're doing rifts. And yesterday, especially because we were going around farming planarite to get the menders and stuff like that, because it's just easier if you have a mender for 15,000 planarite. You know,
I want that.
And we're running around and we're farming, you know, planarite from rifts to rifts, zone to zone. And every single time, there was always a couple of guardians flagged, and every single time. One of our mages would be just AEing and get flagged. And then, of course, the Guardians would attack him. And then, of course, the rest of our group would flag. And then the Guardians would all be dead. And it was just, you know, it's like it's a PvE server. But you've got the people running around flagged in the middle of AoEs trying to trigger PvE.
It's your generic way of grouping in a way, too.
Yeah.
They're grouping themselves, so they do that.
Right. Well, the biggest grouping that I see, I consider... PvE griefing, almost, because I've heard and seen groups who will go over there while somebody's doing a raid rift and just taunt the boss and run off with them, and cause them to reset.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's way worse than PvP griefing. I mean, if you're on a PvP server, there is no griefing, as far as I'm concerned, in a raid rift. I mean, it's fair game. But that's really irritating. I mean, to taunt the boss and run off. And there's very few ways I know of around that.
Yeah. It's kind of a douchey move.
It was a douchey move in the one raid rift, though. Well, not a raid rift. In a normal rift I was killing, and I had two higher levels come and kill me. They were both question marks. And I was like, really? Why did I just die? And I was like, oh, I got hit for 3/4 of my life bar and just one hit.
You so hate me.
No, on that one, because that just had me call a friend to help who was higher level.
Well, see, when I do that, that's what I want you to do. I want you to call a higher level.
Well, on that one, like...
I want somebody to come over and fight, and I know if I go grief, I'll be low enough, so...
Mm-hmm. They'll call a friend. But that's the cool thing, I guess. But at the same time, then they ran away. And I was like... running around. Yeah, that's what they did. Like,
they ran around and were killing people randomly.
I was still in Stonefield, and they kept doing that. And, like, these higher levels that were all question marks to anybody in that freaking zone kept coming and killing... And then one of my guildies would come, and they're, like, looking around for him, and they're like, can't find them.
My friend and I, we both run rogues. And mm-hmm. so we spec into permanent spell.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I hate you.
And we sat at the, you know the long, winding road that goes from Stonefield mm-hmm. down to Scarlet Gorge?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's always fun.
Perfect for ambushes.
I hate you.
And we sit there and ambush everybody who came by. Constantly. It was so much fun.
I hate Stenlock.
I love my PvE server.
I hate rogues. I really do. I love anybody in my guild who plays a rogue. Or sure any, you guys, any I'm going Divine home. That plays a rogue. Yeah. But I just... It's dreadful. In a Warfront, I just... I get like three on me and they just Stenlock me down until I'm dead.
Well, the thing is
I mean, but you play Chlora now, don't you?
Yes, for PvP.
Well, everybody's going to stunlock you down because you're a Chloro. Yeah, I know.
Well, I was doing that because it works amazing when you're doing Codex. Right. Being a Chloro in Codex is the best thing to be for a mage.
And the fact of the matter is if you got three people on you, you should die.
Yeah, you should. I mean, it's just depressing when I just die within seconds. I just see my character just melt.
But speaking of Warfronts, you have a gripe.
I do have a gripe.
And Eastland has a gripe.
I have a big gripe.
Uh-oh.
Especially since these? Defiance aren't that awesome in Warfronts right now on my server. It's true. We don't win a lot, and then we have people that AFK in the Warfront. They just stand there in the spawn point in AFK.
It's gotten bad. You just see them AFK. And I always see the same people doing it.
Exactly.
I thought they'd fix that. I thought that was supposed to be like not possible.
They're finding ways.
It's just one of those things that's kind of like you have that little window.
Is it still the same timer as, you know, when you go AFK and it goes, you have 15 minutes and you will be logged out? Is it the same thing or is it shorter in Warfronts?
It's shorter, but there's so many ways around it. And if it's anything like WoW and Warhammer, it will be an ongoing battle where they fix it and they stop whatever it is they're doing to allow them to continue to AFK and then find a different thing.
Yeah, they'll find different ways around it.
And to me, it's another one of those things that is being affected by the hacks. They're so busy dealing with those that they can't deal with this.
They can't deal with a lot of things at the moment, it looks like.
Yeah, they're tied up on a lot of stuff.
Sorry, if you're just going to AFK, don't enter the freaking Warfront. It's just...
It's
not a help.
Yeah, but the people who are doing it, they don't think that way. I mean,
I know, that's just my thing. It's like, obviously you don't care enough to even try and earn any points. It's so funny to watch the Guardians beat their way up our little path to your spawn point. They just start... I'm like, go ahead, kill him. Please kill him.
Have 105.
I don't care. We're going to lose this one already because they're AFKing. And so that means there's more of the other faction getting in, but less of yours are playing because they're all AFK.
Yeah.
Because it's like they think the game thinks it's balanced.
Seriously?
Yeah. I know, yeah. It's not really. 39s versus 30s.
Yeah.
I got killed by that. That kind of hurt. I tried, though. A for effort.
Yes, you would. No failing the Warfronts. But the AFK has failed the Warfronts. Hopefully they'll get it fixed and at least it'll take them a couple of days to find a way around it. Islam, what did you want to say about Greenscale?
Well, I mean, we just really didn't say a whole lot about it. I knew that they were it was going to be down quick. But there's going to be a lot of guilds who don't down it quick. But I do think it changes perception in that they're going to now have to get that next raid out even quicker. Yeah,
they will. They'll have to get the next raid out really quick. And I'm pretty sure they are. Unless because of the hacking something's delayed, but they did say when we visited that it would be out within I think a month.
Yeah.
Of release.
Have they told us what it's called or anything?
Yeah, it's River Soul. River Souls. It's got a river in it, I guess.
Got soul in there somewhere.
River and soul and.
I will devour your soul. No, anyhow.
Yeah, our mage keeps griping that he just keeps getting nerfed, and he's actually our entire. We've only got like four mages because nobody played a mage. Everybody went to play a warrior or a rogue because they do better damage.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have four mages. And the only real reason to bring them on a raid at the moment is Chloromancer and Archon. You only need the two Chloromancers, and really one Archon. And you can do without the Archon, because if they do a Chloromancer Archon mix, you know, you've still got a lot of the same stuff.
Just still not pretty good.
Yeah, just not the 51 pointer. Yeah, so realistically, you don't actually need three mages. You can do with two. And our mages are just griping that, you know, if they keep nerfing them this way, they're just going to quit because the mages have been so neglected. And I know Scott brought it up in that post that he did about the, you know, 1.01 update, that mages, you know, they realize that they're weaker. And it made our like head mage so happy. And then he logged in and he was like, oh my God, they've upped the pyro. And he tried it out and he went, well, they haven't actually. Now this spell just does exactly the same as this spell. It wasn't a buff. It was actually just a swapping out of casting one spell for another and doing exactly the same damage.
Right. I think the biggest thing, at least in PvP, the biggest thing they can do for mages is just reduce some of their cast time.
Yeah. Can't move if you're going to cast a spell. All I can do is dot them and run.
Yep.
Which
yep.
does work since I have an entire bar of dots.
Yeah, show off.
The Chloro does.
Hey, nice I have an instant heal, and it heals me for my entire health bar.
Wow.
Gee.
Every 10 minutes.
That's like every raid fight. That's good.
It is, actually. It is.
It's a very useful ability. It is very useful.
Actually, depending on the raid fight, it might be twice during the boss.
Yeah, it's it's come in very useful in some of the T2 dungeons, especially when you're like kind of learning the bosses and stuff.
And it takes you forever to kill it?
No, and one of my healers will get, like, stunned, and they're like, and especially because my husband heals me, so he's like, I'm stunned, and we'll, like, coordinate cooldowns. It's awesome. I'm not worried about the end, because I know they have the end game, I've seen the end game. I just want it in sooner than later, so people don't have time to complain.
I see what you did there. You gotta say soon again.
Oh, soon, yes, soon. I would prefer it in sooner than later. Because people will complain.
Yeah, you know? People are going to complain anyway. Hey, and the thing is when that thread for the world first of Greenscale, there were so many people in there complaining that it was so short. And I'm looking at them like, none of you have completed it yet. What are you worried about? You do it. Who cares? It's this one guild that did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it more than once anyway to get the gear.
Yeah, have to.
So.
Yep.
Until you've done it, why in the heck are you complaining?
And with a weekly lockout, I mean,
it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to get that gear with a weekly lockout. So,
and like I said, you got to consider that everybody uses, there's only four types of armor.
Yeah.
And what's the chance of the same robe dropping?
Well, it's not just that. It's because they've got they've got the token pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, yeah, do you know what really annoys the beep out of me? We've killed the first three bosses. We're doing... I'm going to try the fourth tonight. We got one glyph.
I think I dropped more.
Yeah, the first boss we've killed, like we killed before they locked the zone for that day. So we killed him and we got no glyph. And we're like, okay, we got two DPS pieces. So we went back in and we killed him again. And we got two DPS pieces, no glyph. Then we killed the second boss, no glyph. Killed the third boss, we got one glyph and one piece. And it was just like, wow, we're getting ripped off. but everybody in that, you know, you have, what, seven slots on your gear side?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to need seven glyphs to get completely dungeon geared out. You only have five bosses, and it only has a week lockout. So,
yeah.
Grinding fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but, you know, and then it'll, you know, get to the stage where that zone takes a guild like maybe one night to clear, mm-hmm. and then they'll be working on the next zone that comes out. So, you know, it'll be fine. It'll be good.
What do you think of the general difficulty? I mean, not just event, I mean, through the whole thing.
Of the game?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a hard game. I think it's a fun game because it's not too hard.
It's not too hard. It's not too easy. It's not in between right now, I think. Yeah. There's a few things that could be improved on, but hey, any game has room for improvement.
I think leveling was easy as hell.
Speak for yourself, crazy.
Yeah, gee.
She's going to get beat over here.
She's going to smack me in the head in a minute. I think leveling was easy. I think it's not a hard game to make money in, although I spend money like crazy, so I really don't have much. I think the T1 dungeons were quite easy, but the T2 dungeons had some really good challenges in them.
Right.
Which ones?
The T2 dungeons, Skarn. Dude, oh, yes, hate that fight. Hate that fight.
That one's insane.
And actually, it was really funny because we hadn't done Charmer's Caldera yet, and they put the new patch in, and we were like, we're doing Charmer's this morning. And of course, we pick... Charmer's is the easiest T2. It is so easy, except we pick the one day where they bug the end boss to go in and try and clear the zone. And we get to the end boss, and she just starts shooting stuff out at me. And so we're like, okay, maybe we just have to... It follows the tank, so maybe we just have to heal the tank through that. Dude, we got her to like 70%, but we couldn't get her below it because she just kept annihilating us. And then we read a thread on the forums after we've been in the zone for like 3 hours trying to kill this cow. And it's like... She's broken. And we're like, great. That's why. But we tried.
A for effort.
Yes, A for effort. But yeah, I actually think Charmer's is the easiest one. I think until you get the mechanic in Runic Descent down that the last two bosses are annoying. Deepstrike Mines to me is an easy zone except for the rock boss. I hate the rock boss.
What, the gatekeeper? Okay.
The last one with the crystals?
No. The one on the platform.
The platform. Oh, the bone hue?
Oh, dude. He is... Because it doesn't even feel like it's skill. It feels like it's luck because sometimes when he has that knockoff path, you know, that knockoff...
That's always fun.
Well, sometimes it's the whole platform wide. Like, it literally...
The whole platform?
Yeah, well, it literally looks like it's only in a little area, and you're way outside of that area, and you still get, like, knocked back, knocked off, whatever.
That's why I just stand in front of the rocks.
And if it's lag or server communication or something, sometimes it just looks twice as big as it is. Like, it feels like it's twice as big as it is, because you're out of that line.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels more like a luck fight than an actual skill fight, and that's what annoys me about it.
One thing that I've noticed with that bone here, the thunder or whatever he's called, whoop-de-doo, is if you stand to the right or left of him parallel to where he's flinging it to, the little, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's where you need
to be. Well, that's where I stand, but that's easy for me because I'm melee, but when you've got your healers casting, it's not always easy for them to get
to that spot. Yeah.
And when they're trying to get out of it, they're like, okay, well, he's going to go right down the middle, and they get like way to the side. And it's
bam, hit and flung off.
And you're like, but he was like at a 90 degree angle. Why is he dead? You know? And yeah, they get flung off. And it's really funny because every time we've killed him, we've literally lost one person off the side and we kill him with four people.
Speaking of which, that's a funny story. The other day, our group was in there. He got one of our tank got flung off the side. But you know that hanging, dangling orb thingy?
Yeah.
Over there by the trash mom?
Yeah.
He got flung on top of it.
And we
spent, I think, 30 minutes trying to figure out how to get him down without getting too much fall damage.
Deep Strike Mines is the first hard instance while you're leveling, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is a little hard, I think. I think it's because I did it in beta so much that I didn't really find it hard when we went in because I kind of knew it all, you know. Sure. But yeah, it is. It is the more. It is one of the more complex zones, I think.
I hate it because it has bridges.
I don't mind the bridges.
Okay, yeah.
Those bridges are a pain because if you're not watching where you're going, boom, off the side you go.
I just got to point out, the one thing I hate in games is bridges because I just, for some reason, I see it and I just run off the side.
I've done that quite a few
times. It's just like, oh, I can, so I'm probably going to do it.
I really hope that when they release more raid content, that they might release more dungeon content. Because mm-hmm. I love running dungeons.
I'll say I haven't gotten... I'm still... I just hit 31 today.
Oh, so did Desi. Desi's 31 now, too.
Too bad we're not on the same server. We could kill each other.
Go to the war friends, have some fun.
I could... True. Could time it.
No, we... So we did. We were doing Deep Strike Mines. We've been doing them as we go through. I've been... And Deep Strike Mines was the first one we just ran into, and it was... Mm-hmm. That was really tough. The rock boss makes me laugh because it keeps one-shotting one of my friends.
He does that in T2, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes double.
Yeah, because what happens in T2, he splits into two at 50%. So you have to then kill two of them, and they have two of those little jets.
That's funny.
That's the part that gets us knocked over.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, I
love that. I love that boss. The last boss, on the other hand, oh, God, I hate that boss. He's easy. Well, he's easy. The gatekeeper, the one that
with the crystals.
He's easy. Number one, if you've got range DPS, they can get the earth crystals really quick, and you have good decent DPS.
Mm, yeah, you have to have good DPS. We have we actually use melee DPS when we do it generally.
You know, the thing with him though is you can sit there and you can be fighting him for 30 minutes and look up and he's at
100%.
100%. You know, you're just like, I like that entire instance, actually.
It's a good instance, yeah. It's the
first one that's really a challenge.
Yeah. And I have to admit, I think the two best, expansions when they do the experts are Deep Strike Mines and Charmer's Caldera. They both have, extensions added onto them that are just huge, amazing, and awesome.
Mm.
I really loved what they did to the expert versions of those zones. Deep Strike Mines and Caldera.
I've never seen Caldera.
Caldera is really... You got to do Caldera. You guys can do that. Go do it. Seriously. Easy.
So, what do they add to Deep Strike Mines? Because I know that they...
You know behind the rock boss, there's like a wall. It's like a...
Oh, yeah.
A rock wall. That comes clear, and it's like this big tomb. And it's
the most coolest thing you'll see.
Yeah. It is awesome. It's a big tomb, and you have to fight, robot-y things.
Laser beams.
Laser beams that follow you. And, it's awesome. And there's a huge colossus at the very end of the zone. And he has an awesome... It's one of my favorite mechanics in a boss. Because it's
My favorite boss in the game.
Yeah, I think it's because he feels original. He doesn't feel quite as...
Weird. Sounds like something I have to see to believe. Because that doesn't sound like it fits the zone.
It's awesome. It's really good. It's like it's Deep Strike Mines, and they've mined their way into a tomb.
Oh, okay.
Really cool.
So, how many bosses are there behind them?
Six.
Three.
Oh, three? Oh, yeah.
There's seven bosses in total in that zone, in expert version.
Okay.
So that's 29 tokens. Yes.
All right. You've got that. That's what they've added to Deep Strike Mines. What have they added to Realm of Effect?
Oh, nothing. Just
the same.
Yeah, it's exactly the same, size-wise. They just have extra bosses in different places. Three. Is it three or two? Two extra bosses. The tree and the annoying globby water thing.
That thing's fun to poke around.
Oh, I hate that annoying globby water thing. I think we did Realm of the Fae once on Expert and went, screw this. And that was it. We just did it to get the achievement.
It's a fun instance. It's just
it's a good instance.
I've never done Realm of the Fae.
The ending of Realm of the Fae is epic.
Yeah, I love the last boss. The last boss is awesome.
That's a good one, too.
The blizzard and all that, that's just totally epic.
Yeah.
As a whole, I think I prefer Iron Tombs, but the last part of Realm of the Fae is better than anything in Iron Tombs, in my opinion. But, speaking of Iron Tombs, the most irritating mobs, not boss, but the most irritating mobs that I have ever seen, I think maybe in any MMO, is in Iron Tombs.
Which one?
It's those AoE mobs that you spawn when you're trying to down those for that quest, the mounds or whatever those are.
Oh, those.
I love that so much.
I hate those mobs. They've got that thing where they snare you and then they stun you, and there's so many of them and they keep coming.
That's where your group's DPS or AoE DPS comes in at, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
On that one, I've run it with a couple different groups, and the only ones I can stand are when I'm with a full guild group. Because it's less chaotic.
You know you don't have to kill them after you've done the quest once, right?
I know.
Okay, just checking.
But
we avoided them.
Our problem is I've ran it I don't know how many times because I'm always helping guildmates get through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running it constantly. And then number two is we never seem to have any AoE classes. Mm-hmm. It's every one of our...
Sab is an awesome AoE class.
Yeah, but nobody is... Okay, none of our rogues spec Sab, except I've got a Sab spec. I know that's weird because everybody considers them OP, but I've got a Sab spec, but I'm always tanking. And those things, they just irritate the holy hell out of me. I hate those things.
You just got to keep control of the pets when you're doing that.
Yeah,
put them on passive.
I mean, they're not hard. Don't get me wrong.
Or you can do what I do and have. Since I don't have an area pet right now, I just set him further away from the mound where he can't reach it, and I stand next to him. So, like, if a mob comes and runs at me, he can attack it.
Yeah,
because then he's actually still doing damage.
So, are you spec necro with your chloro? Or?
I am necro warlock, mostly warlock now, right now actually, but now I have a full chloro build.
So what's the best healing build for Chloro? Because my friend is trying to figure it out, and I never really played them, so I don't know. I can't even give him any suggestions.
Chloro Warlock is good for damage.
Yeah, I was told to do Chloro Warlock, but I'm
just well, he just wants to heal. That's he wants to be able
Chloro
to...
Chloro Archon, then.
Yeah.
Chloro Archon?
Go for it.
Yep.
And you get quite a few area
because then you'll heals. Get a heap of buffs that help your group mm-hmm. as well, and...
Then you get that, I don't even remember what it's called.
But for leveling, Chloro Warlock, seriously.
Mm-hmm. You need to have some attack spells.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you get your dots.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out this person who whispered me, and I finally figured out who it was. But he makes absolutely no sense.
Well, that's my friends on a regular basis.
Okay, so, all right, here's the thing. I'm running around, and this guy whispers me, and he says, skipping day two gun battles to Rift. Lap.
What?
And I'm like, huh? And he comes back and says, had guessed the reenactment was Beaumont Ranch.
What?
Yeah. So then I said,
it's like a riddle.
What the hell are you talking about? And then he comes out, he's like, may have thought this was the wrong person, had thought this was, and then he used my real name. And so now I'm like, okay, this is really weird. And I ask him who it is, and he comes back and he tells me who it is, and it's literally it's somebody I had not seen since high school who
he got trolled.
No, he was a good friend in high school, but I haven't seen him since high school, and he saw my picture on Horrific Intentions and found out it was me. So he rolled on this server and messaged me, but I'm like, I have no idea what he was talking about.
You know? Oh my god.
That's when I got real quiet in the podcast because I'm sitting here, I'm literally scratching my head going, who is this?
He's probably laughing now when he hears when he
oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, when he hears this soon.
So. Yeah.
That'll be good. Yeah.
So yeah, if you hear this, hello Sean. I hadn't seen you in ages. I'm gonna invite you to the guild.
So thank you, Eastland, for coming and spending time with us, even though you're lucky enough to actually be playing Rift right now.
I know, I'm jealous.
And thank you, BC, for your time.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye, everybody.
We'll drag you back.
And now for our weekly update. Monday, March 7th, this week was released a three-part series on improving your account security. If you haven't already, check out part 1, part 2, and part 3.
Yep, they're up on the site, and Shintia did a really nice job there, so take a look. On Tuesday, March 8th, Elra, Rift's assistant community manager, posted some information about Rift phishing scams on the official forums. Don't forget to check out some of our security posts above.
Wednesday, March 9th, Tryon released a profile of the Endless Core. Take a look over at Massively for the details. Riftic Intentions released a nifty dungeon guide for Foul Cascade. I should look at that. I'm doing that right now. If you haven't seen it yet or need a bit of help, take a look.
Yeah. Now, I think Rift IRC is going to have a Q&A next Friday. I'm just not sure who their guest is. But yeah, make sure you pop into Rift IRC too.
Now, it's about that time again. Don't forget to visit us at riftpodcast.com. We'll have all the links mentioned up on our blog post. Thanks everyone who emailed us about helping the podcast. Shinji is going through them emails now. It's kind of fun to look at them.
It is. I've been really busy and actually extremely sick. I'm getting an operation next week, so...
Don't worry, I've been trying to help them as best I can.
Yeah. So, we're a little backlogged at the moment, but, hoping to be back on my feet in a week or so. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If there is something you would like to contribute or to share with us, you can contact us via riffpodcast@gmail.com in the comments on the site or through the Contact Us feature.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
This is Arithian.
And this is Deskus.
And we'll talk to you next week.